What up? What up? Welcome to the Continual Growth Podcast, where every week we bring you tips and tricks on how to kill every day and own your fucking life. I'm Bawanka. I'm your host. It's episode 56, and you know we're about to bring that hot fire. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Stir, aka Sterminator, aka Stirrific, aka Yes, Stir.
Yo.
Stir, how you doing, man?
To be honest, I'll be real. I do feel good right now, but I was feeling hella tired today. Because today was test day.
Okay. All right. First of all, it's Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Tuesday is try-a-thing Tuesday. You got to get out of your comfort zone. Never forget that. Every Tuesday, try-a-thing. It's going to help you grow. But what test day is, you know, every morning. Well, not every morning, but we're out there running. And on test day, that's once a week. We get to where Carlito used to live. Carlito is the fitness guru, so he's the one that gets
it
all started.
Shout out to Carlito.
Shout outs to Carlito for the push. But when we get to that spot, you gotta run as hard as you can, as fast as you can, all the way to the gym, which is basically, I would say it's like a 2-minute sprint.
Listen, people, it's hell.
It's hell. It's 6 hell. In the morning.
That's what it is.
You, after like in the first, you know, the first 10, 20 seconds, it's not that bad, right? It's you're like, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling nice. And then, you know, it hits you like right in the chest. You're like, yo, I'm tired. I want to stop.
Yeah. So the reason why I'm feeling like that today is you were supposed to do it yesterday, Monday. And whatever, you weren't able to, so we switched it to today. I went into today's run not expecting to do a test day at all. And it just hit me, you know, whatever, you told us we're going to do it. We did it, and it felt good after. But I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling the effects now. I'm a little bit tired, but, you know, I'm going to push through and get through the day.
Oh, man, I'm still feeling it in my chest, but it's worth it. Every 100%. Single time, like when you're in it, when you're running, it sucks. It sucks. I'm not going to lie and say it's good, but it sucks. It's terrible. Yeah. But at the end of it, when it's all said and done, it helps you grow. You move on. You realize you can push past that limit that you thought was holding you back.
Exactly. So before we jump into it today, huge shout out to our listeners always. We want to do something a little bit different today and read one of the reviews that we received from one of our listeners. So I'm going to start off with that. Big shout out to Baby Trina. She gave us a 5-star rating, which we always look for 5 stars.
Hey. Shout outs to Baby Trina.
So let me just read this off for you guys and then we'll jump right into it. So Baby Trina says, as an avid podcast listener who enjoys news, pop culture, self-help, and anything educational and entertaining, I love the vibe of this podcast. To me, the 30 minutes are like a great goal alignment meeting to keep me focused, thinking of solutions for potential obstacles, and energizing me about reaching my goals. That is powerful. That is amazing.
Thank you so much, Baby Trina.
That's exactly what we want to do, too, is add that type of value to everybody that listens to this. And so, you know, shout outs to Baby Trina again. And for everybody that's a regular listener, leave us a review. Leave us some feedback, a takeaway that you've learned from one of our episodes, and we'll give you guys a shout out, too. Mm-hmm. All right. So today, we got an interesting topic, a very good topic.
What are we talking about?
We're going to jump into environment. And by environment, we're going to touch on, you know, the people that you're around in your life, the people you listen to, and then how that basically makes your environment a major influence in your life. So I'm going to ask you to kind of kickstart it for us and jump right into it.
Okay. So there's this great quote, and it says, "You are the average of the 5 people that you hang around." So if you're hanging around with people who are doing things that you don't want to do, you're probably going to be doing things that you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. But if you get around people who are making the moves you're trying to make, they're doing the things that you're trying to do, you're probably going to start doing the same thing as well.
Exactly, man. So surrounding yourself with like-minded people, I think a big part of that whole environment thing is energy. I'm all about energy and mm-hmm. vibes. And there's something I just thought of right now. I remember when I was still living in Rwanda, I would call either you or Z pretty frequently before I made the move. Mm. And excuse me, one of the conversations I had with Z we were just talking about whatever we were talking about, and he mentioned something, and it stuck with me till this day. He said that whenever you're entering any type of relationship, whether it be personal or business, one of the most important things is to never outgrow the other person.
Yeah.
And he didn't mean it as in like, oh, you're going to be smarter than the person or whatever. It's more on the energy level. So leveling up to each other. If, you know, I'm a firm believer in you're only as strong as your weakest link, but that doesn't have to mean that this person is not intelligent enough or is not strong enough or whatever. It's the energy. It's the effort that you bring in. So leveling up and creating that environment where people are they're willing to support each other, to mm-hmm. hold each other accountable. I think that's massive. And it goes to show, I think it comes to show more in the five people that you hang out with for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was really important. Shout out to Z for that. He's always dropping gems for us. So
okay. And so for, I know a lot of you guys, you know, you listen to personal development, self-help. There's lots of stuff out there. And I remember when I first started, was getting started with this, right? And everything I kept hearing was like, oh, if you're, you can't, You got to leave your friends and all this stuff, right? And there was only one person that I ever heard that said, like, do what you want to do, go where you want to go, but bring your friends with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you don't have to, if your friends are doing things that you don't want to do or whatnot, you don't have to leave them, but you do have to start making moves in the direction that you want to move. And then they're going to see where you're going and they're going to either choose to start moving in that direction or stay where they are.
Yeah, you know what? I love that. I just tweeted something yesterday that kind of relates to that, and you had no idea, obviously. But basically, it's your race at your pace.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that goes to speak to that. But then at the same time, like, actions do speak louder than words. So, you know, you're going to put in that work and people are going to notice it. But words do play a big part in this as well, because it's all about communication. Like, if you have a group of friends, like, we have a really good group of friends, yeah, super grateful for them. Like,
shout outs to all the
shout out to the guys,
yeah.
Every Friday we get together, you know, we gather for guys' night and you know, we enjoy ourselves. But one thing that I noticed, we're very open. We communicate, and that's important to be willing to listen and learn, and then also speak up and say things that, you know, sometimes are tough things to speak about. But that goes to show that helps grow an environment. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Okay. So, and one of the things, if you're not happy with the people you're hanging around, or you're just looking to grow, you can find ways to get around other people. You can find mentors. There's lots of stuff online. Like, you don't have to have a physical mentor, someone you're talking to every week. You can just find someone online who you're like, I really like what this person is doing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do the same thing as this person. They put out content all the time. Yeah. Let me just consume as much of this person's content as I can, because that is going to help you start moving in that same direction that they're in. It's going to help you start getting towards where they are, where you want to be.
Exactly. I think for sure, one of the things you look in when you're looking for mentors are their values, right? Do they align with your values? Are they like-minded people? Mm-hmm. But one question to stay on the mentors, I know you have mentors. Maybe kind of like explain a little bit how that's helped you set yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I want to talk about right now is the dummy tax.
Oh, okay. What's the dummy
tax? So the dummy tax is basically when you don't know things, you're going to make a lot of stupid mistakes, and there's people who have already done what it is mm-hmm. that you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So if you go to them and you ask them and you find out from them, they're going to tell you, nah, don't do that. That's what dummies are going to do. You're going to mess up. It's not going to go the way that you want. And then you're going to learn this is the right way to do it. And they're just going to tell you this is the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. So you get to skip all of those errors.
Yeah, it's like a cheat code.
Yeah, almost. You don't have to pay that dummy tax.
So has that helped? And I mean, you've done that now. And how has that helped you?
Oh man, it helps dramatically. Like, I have a financial mentor. I also have mentors that I learn from online.
Mm.
And it's just basically, I look, okay, this person is doing what I'm trying to do. So let me ask them questions and find out, like, what do I need to do to get to where you are?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then he can guide me and
navigate,
tell me which way I need to go to get to where I want to be.
Yeah, no, I love that. another thing that I wanted to mention about environment and like kind of where it starts. You know, you said the average, I think, I forget what it is, the average is the five people that you hang around. But yeah, it also starts, for most of us, with our family, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, everybody has a different way that they've been raised. Some have been raised in a tough environment. Some have been had an amazing environment. I personally owe a lot to the environment that I grew up in with my mom. And even when I lived in Rwanda as a young child, my grandma had an amazing vibe and hospitality type of feel to her. And I grew up around women, like a lot of women. So the environment was good. It was very... There was a lot of communication. It was very open. I think I learned a lot of manners very early in life because of being in that environment.
Yeah.
But, and we always hear this term, you are a product of your environment. There is truth to that, but it doesn't mean that it can't change. So, I mean, one thing, I think, I don't know if you mentioned it or it comes up. I'm sure most people have heard it, but, you know, like, if you stop and look at your environment, just in your room, if you look at your room and you have a messy room and you have things all over the place, and that really, that is the truth of you are a product of your environment. That extends to everything else yep. in your daily life. You are disorganized. The things, your thoughts are all over the yep. place. And that's just one place, I think, to start. Like I started this by saying the people you're around, the people you listen to.
Yeah.
One of those people or that person to listen to is yourself, but you have to start by looking at your personal environment, your personal space. Mm-hmm. And if it is a mess, you know, you have to work towards cleaning that up, and that will again affect everything else in your life.
Yes. So. And I love that you started. So it's not just only about the people, right? It's everything around. So
right.
Like if you have a clean room, that's going to help. That's going to help a lot. But it's also, there's things that you can do, like positive affirmations you can mm-hmm. put around where you live. Positive, you could put them in your car, you could put things anywhere, but when you're seeing these things, the more often you're seeing them, like we have written up here, we have our values, consistency, yeah. all that, create happiness through growth, and these things, they get stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. And that's your environment. You're seeing it every day. Maybe you don't realize, like, I'm sure you don't walk in and you're like, create happiness through growth every single day.
Yeah.
But it's getting stuck in your head. Yeah. So as you go through life, you're always subconsciously thinking that to create happiness through growth. Exactly.
And, you know, I get a lot of people that either comment on my Instagram posts or just tell me in passing when I see them, oh, man, you're so positive. You're so positive. And it's you know, these are choices that I make. Like, I choose to be positive about all situations. Someone could say something mean to me or something can happen and I can react a different way. But it's my choice, my decision to feel happy and to be happy. And then also, like you said, having these affirmations or having positive people around you, that's one thing that I really try to do, is keep people around me, like positive people, because it's contagious. Mm-hmm. That energy, I've said it before in our previous podcast about protecting your energy and being in spaces where, you know, you can just tell when you enter a room and there's like the vibe is just low, the energy is low. That's, what I would say to people is, be aware of that, you know, mm-hmm. make sure you can see that and then make a decision for yourself. No, I don't want to be like in this low mood and have my energy yeah. all negative as well. That's something you can be aware of and change for yourself.
Okay. Okay. So I kind of want to give people some examples so they can really understand.
Okay.
So if you think about it, if you have five friends, then they're your closest friends, and they're really into fitness, they always work out, it's bound for it to happen that you're going to be start getting more into fitness and start working out.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you have friends who are really into nutrition, you're just going to learn through, what is it, osmosis? I'm pretty sure it's osmosis. Anyways, you know.
We'll have to fact check that.
I'm learning a thing or two, you know.
We'll have to fact check that.
You're going to start learning more about nutrition. Mm. What else? If you have friends that just want to sit around all day and play video games, you're going to start sitting around all day and playing video games.
Yeah.
So it's really important, like, who you surround yourself with.
Exactly.
And another thing you can do is you can have different groups of people that you hang out with for different things. You can have mm-hmm. your workout crew. You can have your video game crew. You can have your crew that's always working and always grinding. You can have different crews that are going to help you go wherever it is that you want to go, because yeah. everybody has different goals and dreams and wants different things out of life.
Yeah, and that's exactly why it refers back to what I was saying earlier about your race, your pace. It goes for that too. Like, you don't have to, I mean, like, for example, I do enjoy kind of hanging out with different groups because I get a different energy from these different groups, right? Mm-hmm. So, like you said, when I'm with a certain group and we're all talking about sports, I'm into it. I love sports. I feed off of that. That environment is what interests me and it makes me feel good. When I'm talking about reading books and meditating, there are different, right? It's different groups. But as long as you're getting that positive sort of energy and release from it, I think that's what's most important about having that kind of environment.
Okay, so now let me bring it to kind of like fitness and nutrition for a bit, because I know people always want to hear about that.
Yep.
So if you think about it, right, if you have chips in your house, if you got pop, you got all that unhealthy food in your house, what do you think is going to happen? Like, you're going to be eating unhealthy food. It's just, mm-hmm. that's how it goes. If you have healthy food in your house, you're going to start eating healthier food, right? So one of the things that I do, you know, on the weekend, I'm going to have some unhealthy food. I'm normal. I like to enjoy that. And chips is the thing that gets me, right?
Yeah.
So I'll buy chips. Chips. So on Monday or Sunday night, like, if I have any chips left over, I throw them in the garbage.
Yeah?
I don't even throw them in the garbage. I pour them out first in the garbage.
So there's no chance.
So nothing. I pour them out in the garbage and I'm like, yo, I'm not eating these for sure. You know what I mean? Because like, I gotta coach myself. I gotta look out for myself. Mm-hmm. And I know myself, if there's chips sitting in the cabinet, when I start getting hungry, I start feeling like, I need a little something. Yeah. I'm going to grab the chips. But if they're not there, I can't grab them.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have to coach yourself. You have to put yourself in the best position to help you get what you want. And then like another thing too with fitness is some people, like, so you can leave your clothes out. This is what Z does too.
Yeah, I was just about to mention this.
Yeah, you leave your clothes out. You leave them somewhere like where it's easy for you to, like, you get them. You see your workout clothes right away. You put them on. It's easier to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Some people even like sleep in their clothes, so they know, like, right when you get up, you can go to the gym.
Yeah. It's honestly all about, like I mentioned, setting yourself up for success.
Yes.
And you can do this, like, I heard a podcast recently where this guy was talking about how he does this with his family. Like, he has a whole setup for himself when he goes to sleep where it's like pitch black. There's no light, nothing, no light at all, even from his phone. Because he said something like, even if like a little red dot from your phone touches your skin or whatever, that could affect your sleep. Like little things like that. So set yourself up for success. This is also important for, like, I don't know, families that may be listening to this, for your children. Set up areas where they can succeed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so that they're not just watching TV all day and getting distracted by that and whatnot. So it's important, I think, this topic on environment, we can go on and on and on, but these are areas that I think people should just be aware of, at least to start, and then try to explore more.
Another one too is, like, we talked about black screen life, I think, a couple of podcasts ago.
Oh yeah. Maybe but remind some people what that is.
Black screen life, it just basically means like, yo, turn off the TV.
Because
that's your environment too.
Right.
And I promise to all of you guys, I used to love TV. Like, I was a TV junkie. I would sit in front of the TV all day, every day if I could. Like, yo, the first ever big purchase that I got was a TV. No joke. I remember I was young. I got a TV. I got a VCR. Man, Jaff doesn't even know what the hell a VCR is, yo. But I got a TV and a VCR. And like, that, I was like, yes, I'm nice. I'm going to put this in my room and I'm going to watch it all the time. And I always had TVs in my room. But I remember the day when I took the TV out of my room, that made a huge difference. And I really stopped watching way less TV then.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy, man. It's just, that's what happens though. And like, sometimes you don't even, that's why I keep saying like self-aware, because you don't even think about that. You don't realize those things. And so you just keep doing it or whatever. So, I mean, I think we might be ready to get into some tips.
Yeah, let's get into some tips.
You want to start?
Okay. My number one tip is to find a mentor. Find someone who's doing what you want to do, and then ask them for help. And most people, make sure you, like, you ask them in a nice way and don't waste their time.
Right.
Like, tell them, let them know how serious you are, that you want their help. Take them out for lunch. Like, just make it so it's worth their while, and they'll be happy to help you if you're trying to really move forward.
Exactly. 'Cause a big part of that is a mentor, in a sense, is also just an accountability partner too, right? They, mm-hmm. they're going to hold you accountable to whatever you ask them to help you with. And one thing I learned when I asked for my first mentor, I remember her telling me that the only way I will be your mentor is if you promise to be mine too, in a way, in the sense that like you're putting in as much work as I am, right? Mm-hmm. And it has to be, you have to have that balance. So yeah, for those of you guys, go ahead.
Yeah. And if you can't find a mentor, if you don't have anybody around, like around you like that, go on the internet, go on YouTube, start looking at like who on YouTube, cause this is the information age. You can find anything you want anywhere.
Yeah.
Who on YouTube is doing what you're trying to do and just absorb their content. Listen to as much of their content as you can and start trying to do those things that they're doing.
Yeah. And be willing to ask for help and receive help. Mm-hmm. I think that's big about environment too. Cause we have access to so many people and thing and different resources. So just be willing, put your guard down and be willing to ask for things and receive things, because that's what holds a lot of people back. And you can get a lot from your environment. So that's a great tip. My tip, I think I mentioned it a few times, but it's really about self-awareness. Ask yourself how you're feeling after being in any kind of situation. If you just went to an event and you were with a group of people and you really, I don't know, it made you feel some certain way, think about that and understand how you felt so that maybe you can change that. Maybe you won't go back into a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's about nutrition, something you ate. Stop and think about,
Why did I eat that?
Why did I eat that? Or even, like, you know how there are certain times during the day where you're feeling low or whatever?
Yeah.
What did you eat maybe before that? Maybe that affected something, right? So this is more about self-awareness. Just be aware of how you're feeling at all time. Ask yourself those questions, and it'll help for sure.
Okay, perfect. And for those of you that, you can't find a mentor, you don't know where to start, you need someone to help you, but you're already determined, you just don't know which way to go, holla at us, Continual Growth. We got growth coaching. We will help you. We will help you make that plan. We'll help you create goals. We'll help you create a letter to yourself so you know exactly where it is that you want to go. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to help you start moving in that direction.
Exactly. Another thing I'm going to mention is our campaign that's going on. We started a gratitude campaign to begin the year. Hashtag Grateful4 is what we've been using. We've been posting all over social media at Continual Growth. So basically what everyone's been doing is one thing that they're grateful for each day. They'll post it using the hashtag Grateful4, tagging at Continual Growth. We've had amazing responses so far. Everybody's feeling grateful and sharing it with us. So it's also another way to start a new habit. If you have nothing that you're working on for yourself right now, being grateful gives you perspective. It's one of the best feelings and best things to do for yourself. So yeah, join us, man.
All right. So what are you grateful for today?
Oh man, you know what? I'm actually grateful for, I said it earlier in a post, I'm grateful for Blanca for pushing me, because to be honest, I woke up today not thinking at all that I was going to do test day. I didn't even feel like running to start because I didn't have a great sleep. So once I got there and you pushed me at the end, like when you dabs me at the end, I was like, I'm grateful for this guy. This guy just pushed me to my limits.
Much respect, man.
You know
much
what I'm saying? Respect. So I'm grateful for you. And yeah, so guys, follow it, man. Hashtag Grateful4 at Continual Growth. But how about you, man? You want to share a little bit of...
What I'm grateful for is plants. Because I was someone who never appreciated plants at all. Now we got the money tree here. We got aloe here. Back in my house, we have mad plants. Like, I think we got like three or four different plants now.
You know why I love that you said that? It actually matches the theme, because these plants, like our money tree, has been growing.
Yeah, it grows. Yo.
And it's the environment, man. It's all about the environment. Plants work the same way as humans. If the environment is the right environment, they will grow. They will flourish. Same with human beings. So that's a great metaphor. And
environment. Hell yeah. Yo, make sure to get a plant.
That's what I'm saying.
If you don't know where to start, get an aloe vera. Take care of it. Yo, don't let it die. Just take care of it. Give it a little bit of water.
It's a great metaphor,
a little
man.
Bit there.
Yeah.
And you're gonna see it's gonna help you.
That's amazing that you're grateful for that, man. That's what's up.
Okay, so if you like this episode, if you enjoyed this episode, you know what we need you to do. We need you to go and subscribe. Subscribe to it. If you've already subscribed, if you've been listening for a while, make sure that you leave us a review. Leave us a review. Give us some 5 stars. You know we love them 5 stars.
You know.
Because that's what's going to help the continual growth community grow. More people are going to hear about the podcast. And that's what it's all about, man. Mm-hmm. Each one teach one. We all want to move forward together.
Absolutely.
Love Until that. Next week, kill every day and own your fucking life.
Bless up!